That Hideous Strength by C.S. Lewis. Copyright 1946 by Clive Staples Lewis. This unabridged recording of the reading of That Hideous Strength was published by arrangement with the C.S. Lewis Company and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Geoffrey Howard. This book is 382 pages long. That Hideous Strength by C.S. Lewis. The book is subtitled A Modern Fairy Tale for Grown-Ups. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Biting wit, superlatively nonsensical excitement, challenging implications. New York Times. No one in the least susceptible to Mr. Lewis's conjurations can drop the book at all. Saturday Review. Well-written, fast-paced, satirical fantasy. Time. C.S. Lewis was, until his death in 1963, professor of medieval and Renaissance literature at Cambridge University. He wrote the famous Screwtape Letters, the Narnia stories for children, and a number of non-fiction books, including The Problem of Pain and Miracles. The shadow of that hideous strength sacks mile and more it is of length. Sir David Lindsay, from Ain Dialogue, describing the Tower of Babel. To J. McNeill. Preface. I have called this a fairy tale in the hope that no one who dislikes fantasy may be misled by the first two chapters into reading further, and then complain of his disappointment. If you ask why...